Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it.
Hello and welcome to Rocks Talks. It is your time. This is your time, your coffee talk time. You know, we always, back in the day, would be able to talk in the break room where we talk around and talk about like pop culture, things going on, all that jazz. But we don't get to do that anymore. And this is a room where we get to do that every morning. So thank you, Monday through Friday. So thank you for being here with me. Today, I have a couple topics on there. By the way, if you're watching on the tube, don't forget you can watch us live on the talk on the TikTok and have a little bit extra conversation. But I'm here for you too. Don't worry, tubes. All right, today we're talking board games. And it's not going to go where you think it's going to go, but we're going to talk about some board games. So stick around for that. Also, stamps. Your PSA for the day is going to be around stamps. And then we're going to talk different types of things about food. Okay? So I'm just going to let you know that's what the convo is. But always, if there's something you want to talk about, holler. We can talk about that as well too. All right, let's start from the top. I don't even remember the order, so we're going to just start from board games. Did you play board games back in the day? Did you have a favorite board game? My favorite one was Mall Madness, which was amazing and so much fun. I used to love, because you have to go into the store, the mall, and you buy all these things, then you leave the mall, and whoever won left. And it was electronics. It was like, there's a sale at the kitchen store. But it had this like glitch, I'd say chicken store. Anyway, loved that game. I also played the game of life quite a bit. That was a long game. That was a commitment. My older sister loved Monopoly. And speaking of Monopoly, Monopoly is going to become a movie. Yeah. Margot Robbie, of course, famous now for Barbie, her production company is making a Monopoly movie. I have no idea if it's going to be animated or I think it's going to be like real life. I don't know what the storyline is with that. I don't understand board games becoming movies. I am very confused. However, she got Barbie right. So perhaps this Monopoly thing is going to be that, or it's going to be totally boondoggle and we'll just do Barbie part two. Also, with board games, interestingly enough, Scrabble. Do you ever play Scrabble? Scrabble was for smart people. Scrabble were the people who were like, I'm smart. I don't need to play things with fun colors. I am just going to spell and show you my brains. Scrabble's announced that they are coming out with a new version of Scrabble that is targeted towards Gen X and Gen Z. Let me just tell you what they're going to do. Double-sided. So on side one of Scrabble, you're going to have your traditional OG Scrabble. Flip the board over, and you're going to have a Scrabble that has, get a load of this, helper cards to help you figure out how to spell words. It will also have an easier scoring system, so that you can have help with the math of adding together the points of the letters. And last but not least, you're going to be able to play it as a team. So that if you want to, if you're like, this is so hard, you have help of an actual person like phone a friend. You can probably tell by the way I'm speaking, I think this is ridiculous. They said the goal of it is to make it less intimidating for younger people. Do you feel like they're saying their IQ is not that high? I kind of feel that way. And do you feel like they're kind of catering this towards everyone gets a trophy? Because it kind of feels that way as well, too. I am not a fan of this. However, you know, Scrabble can do Scrabble and do whatever they like. Clearly, they're not getting people to play their game. But I think part of that just is because board games are not as exciting. People are watching video games or they're on TikTok. The one good caveat to this is this easier Scrabble, this watered down Scrabble, this Scrabble for young people, they say, for younger generations, which is really people in their 30s and 20s. They're not that young. They can play and they can spell. Is only going to be released in Europe. So US of A, they're going to keep us with the high concentrate Scrabble, at least for now. Let's talk food, shall we? A couple things. Did you ever have Lunchables? It's like a throwback day. I remember we didn't have Lunchables. We didn't have money for Lunchables. We didn't bring our lunch. We ate the school lunch. But I had certain friends who would just at lunchtime pop out this Lunchable, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's the coolest thing ever. And I'd be like, Mom, can we please get a Lunchable? You know, they'd have the cute little processed meat and the cute little cheese and then the crackers, and they'd eat their Lunchable, and they were the coolest kids in class. Well, it turns out that there's a big, big push to ban Lunchables from school lunches. Because guess what? Shocker, they're not good for you. There's tons of sodium, processed meats, there's metals in it. It all makes sense, right? I didn't even know they're still around. Do you remember the jingle? Lunch, 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 it's Lunchables. Yeah, I remember the jingle. I thought that the people who had Lunchables were the coolest. Well, they're trying to get rid of it. In the same vein, since we're talking food, and if you had a Lunchable, let me know. I mean, those of you who have kids, do your kids eat Lunchables? I imagine they're an easier way to give kids meat and cheese and crackers. Come to think of it, is that really a lunch? But it's a great, great concept, right? And it's been around for a while, so you know that concept has been working. Speaking of food or drink, I should say water, EPA has now come out for the first time ever, and they're set legally enforceable drinking water limits, getting those forever chemicals, those metals, those plastics, you know, the PFAS or the PFAS, the PFASs, the PFAS, getting those out, which I think is amazing. It's wild the amount of icky stuff is in our water and tap water. And I like to drink tap water. So I'm like, please get it out, because that stuff is in our body, not safe for us. It's true that there's plastic, like just about, there's a lot of plastics out there we're getting in our body, but the goal is to get less of it. And also you should definitely Google different things to like just remove it. I'd like to take this electrolyte drink that actually does, I add it into my water and it does remove the plastics, because I know I'm constantly drinking plastics. Come to think of it, I'm drinking water with it, and it's probably plastic versus no plastic. Alas, good stuff. Also, with let's go to TV. Shall we move over to TV for a second? Okay, so did you ever watch Melrose Place? I used to watch Melrose Place. I loved that show. It's coming back. They're doing a Melrose Place reboot. And while I'm not always a fan of reboots, like the 90210 reboot, although I did watch it, where like Kelly was a mom, and they don't always go well. I'm hoping great things for this one, because Heather Locklear is coming back. Laura Layton is coming back, which is exciting. And Laura Layton's coming back, which she was Sydney. She was the sister, the redheaded sister who was like the first probably kind of villainish on the show. She's coming back, and then wait for it. I'll tell you who's definitely coming back. Sydney, is it Joe? Yeah, it's Daphne Zuniga, which I think is great, because most of them haven't done anything since then, or you see them on like Lifetime or Hallmark movies. So the show's going to be coming back. They're getting together because of the passing away of one of their people, and it'll be interesting. So stick around for that. I'm going to be watching it. I will at least give it I'll watch at least three episodes. I think when something's new, you got to give it three episodes unless it's just really, really bad. But I believe that I'll probably watch the whole season because of that nostalgia, because they're probably going to give the people what they want. Who knows? We might even see like a crossover from someone from 90210 will come on. I'm there for it. Cannot wait for it to start. Also of note, when we talk about TV, Food Network. Do you watch the Food Network? I used to watch the Food Network. I don't really watch it anymore. I used to love Top Chef. That was amazing. That show was so good. And I loved the hosts. And that's where I learned about deconstructing food. I deconstructed a hamburger, and it's like five different pieces now. And anyway, alas, the Food Network is getting sued right now by Valerie Bertinelli. She was one of their Food Network stars. She's actually now suing them because she says that the Food Network is no longer about food. It should be about cooking, and they've changed it. They wouldn't be the first channel to like just kind of lose their way, or maybe find their way on what they find that people like. MTV is a great example. Does MTV actually play music? We know it doesn't. Maybe in the wee hours. I haven't watched MTV in ages. But they found that their reality shows and other shows were more successful and probably a lot less expensive. Tisha Bala, good to see you. And so they switched. And so it looks, sounds like the Food Network has taken that kind of, taken that pace, figured it out. And Valerie is not too happy about it. So interesting to see what that, what happens with that lawsuit and what goes on there. You just never know all the things going on. Post office, speaking of, did you know that they actually raised the rates of a stamp? Do y'all go to the post office? They raised the rates of the stamp in January. I didn't realize that. From 60. Thank you so much for joining my team, Tishabal. I appreciate it. From 66 cents to 68 cents. What you need to know is they're raising it again. They raised it in January and now in July. They're just picking the J months. They're raising it again. Thank you for the team bracelet, my friend. Thank you. To 73 cents. I didn't know you could raise it twice in a year. I remember when they hadn't raised it forever. Well, now it's just going up, up and away. So the point of it is, if you have a desire, if you know you're going to be, you want to save some money, or you know you're going to be sending some mail post July, you might go and just bulk up, go to Costco and get a bunch of those forever stamps. Right now, the forever stamps are going to stay at 68 cents, but they will go up. And honestly, if you are someone who sends a lot of mail, that's kind of annoying. Just a little bit, just a lot annoying. Don't you think? Alas, it's a love-hate thing with the post office. I go there, I want to support them, but the customer service is not what it could be there. We know this. If you know, you know. If you've been in a line, nothing's worse than being in that line for a long time, and then right when you get to your next step, the person, because there's two people working, the person goes on break. And then the other person is helping them, it takes forever. Oh my gosh. Who doesn't have that story when they're talking about the post office? The struggle with the post office is real. Anyhow, it's going up 73 cents. Hopefully they're going to take that 73 cents and take it and put it towards their employees so that they're happier, because, you know, if they're happier, then we're all happier. I hope that's what they're going to do. I don't know if that's what they're going to do though. We'll see. So last night was fun here. I actually did, you know, Wednesdays is workshop Wednesdays for me. And this past Wednesday, I did a intro to TikTok workshop in the morning. And in the afternoon, I did a TikTok, like a phase two, how to grow your followers on TikTok. And we did it right here on TikTok. Y'all, it was bumping. Minds were blown and people were growing their following in a big way. I got a message from someone this morning and they said that they had like 19 followers last night. They woke up and they had like 65. So excited. You don't see growth like that on any platform, really, when it comes to followers, subscribers, whatever it is. So I'm really excited that workshop, that the second time I've done it, is making gains for people, because we have goals. We want to get to certain levels so you can do some more things on TikTok and monetize. I will be doing it one more time this month. So if you want to come to that, of course, you're welcome to it. I'll be doing it next Wednesday. And I want to say noon Pacific time. So you can stick around and hi, good to see Disney Diva, or I should say the Disney Diva. You can come to that if you want to pop on. I will make it an event so it'll be official so everyone can see it and all the things. And then I do go live. I'll go live later today. Y'all, I got these. Okay. You know that I get different things on the TikTok shop and they send me a bunch of things as well too. This is a peony flower bubble mask. From what I saw in the pictures, you put it on and it's like bubbles and you pull it off and it looks like bubbles. I hope that's true. I am going to try it live today. I don't know what time. I haven't decided what time yet, but we'll just see. It'll be interesting. And honestly, as I look at the directions, I'm not even joking. Do you want to see something funny? Okay. I can see step one, you put it on. Step two, you're sitting there. And that says time, but y'all, it's not in a language that I can read. So I do not know how long I'm supposed to keep it on my face. That's just perfect. But you know what? If you don't know, you know. When it comes to skincare, if you live in the US, you think we know what we're doing. I'm going to tell you right now, the Asian countries have skincare down. They do like 15 steps. So I'm really excited to try this because it is number one in Japan. They just, I guess, since it's not number one here, they didn't make it. They didn't put it in English. So we'll be figuring that out today. Google Translate. Yes, I'll have to do Google Translate. That's a great idea, Catherine. And I'll be checking that out. But if it looks like the pictures, it is so cool to see like the mask is bubbly and it comes off your face. I don't know. I just think that would be fun. So stick around for that. We'll see. If you're on YouTube, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Thank you so much for being here with me. I'll see you tomorrow, or you could just join us. Oh, I just got a message again from someone who went to this. She's at 160. She had 19 yesterday. She's 160. She's like, not bad. Not bad at all. You can join us on Rocks Talk Show on TikTok. We'll be on here a little bit longer, just hanging out and chatting. Take care. YouTube, see you later. Go be great. Have a wonderful day. I pressed the wrong button. Here we go. And we're out.